Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Martin Moore. And on the phone is Dwayne Moss, president at MC Services. MC Services is headquartered in Pewaukee, has offices in Chicago and Lake Bluff, Illinois, and Las Vegas. Comprehensive IT solutions. Dwayne, I appreciate your time this morning.
No problem. Pleased to be here.
All right. So Apple is going to flirt with a $5 trillion valuation this year, already worth $3.9 trillion after a 35% surge last year. This morning, I'm seeing that Apple is offering discounts for its top-end iPhones and other products in China for the upcoming Chinese New Year celebration. So it'll be interesting to see how Chinese sales go for Apple in the new year for sure. But I know, Dwayne, you've been in the technology world your entire career. You worked at Apple back in the day. What are some of your predictions for Apple for 2025?
Well, one of the things that they've been talking about for a while, and I think it's finally going to come out, is the smart home command center, where you know, most people are saying it'll be like a HomePod, and that's been a moderately successful product. It plays in the same line as a Sonos or something like that, where you can play your music off of it and stuff like that. But they're talking about putting a display on it so it can control other things in your environment. Like, we all have like Ring doorbells and Nest thermostats and stuff like that. And, you know, you're controlling them from your phone. And now what they're talking about is putting it together, this home management network thing, where it would all be controlled by one thing. You could see your cameras on there and stuff like that. So that will probably happen this year, and it could give that a big boost. That, because it's been they started out with a large size speaker, which was really nice, but didn't have a lot of support, and then they went to the HomePod Mini, which, you know, it's kind of stuck there. But it's interesting that they're continuing to involve it to try and get it right.
Yeah. What do you see in terms of integration possibly into Apple TV and the Apple Watch and even just kind of the next versions of the Apple Vision Pro?
The Apple Vision Pro, it's kind of interesting. I had read about it and heard about it, and I was like, I can't talk my wife into spending $3,500, which I'm sure is familiar. But for my birthday, actually, my family, my three daughters and one son-in-law, and I went down and we got a group demo at the Apple store. We all had the Vision Pro on it. And I really recommend it because it's free and it really shows you what you can do. But that price is just there. Now, they've hinted, two things happened. There was a rumor going around that they pretty much stopped production of it right now. But if they got that down into a, you know, $19.99 price point or something like that, I think it would be phenomenal. But not too many people have seen it, and the people that have seen it, some of them are really blown away. But, you know, they just, you know, that price point is so high. You know, it's a really, really decked out laptop price, you know, and it isn't like your, you know, fun money, I guess.
Yeah. Martin, what do you see for next phase for the Apple Vision Pro?
I think they're going to have to make a cheaper version. I don't think that, you know, the $4,000 price point is sustainable. Yeah. It's like a Ferrari. Do I like Ferraris? Are amazing. Yes, it's great. I would love to have one, but I'm not going to drop, you know, $250,000 or whatever they cost on one. Same thing with an Apple Vision Pro. It's neat. But how many devices do we need to work, to check our email, to go to hop on Facebook, you know, to play Candy Crush, to watch movies? And it's a hard sell because Apple offers an iPad, a MacBook, an iPhone, an Apple Watch. And to offer something that at that price, it's a difficult sell. So I think they're going to have to make it cheaper. I think it will get cheaper. I don't know, $19.99. I think that's a really tough price point. But I think if they could get it somewhere around maybe like, you know, $24.99 or something like that, I think we could see it become more ubiquitous.
When we come back from the break, the importance of upgrading operating systems. This is one that I think we all overlook a little bit. Oh, I can put that off. I can put that off. No, you shouldn't. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Martin Moore and Dwayne Moss from MC Services. Probably have new technology in your house. Some holiday gifts. So, Dwayne, Apple just released the third revision of its new operating system, Sequoia. What's the importance? It pains me when people don't update their operating systems. What's the importance of always administering these incremental updates as they come?
Yeah, well, 5 years ago, I'd always tell people, wait until we check it out. Now I tell everybody, if you see the downloads available, update it, because the hackers are out there and, you know, they're just attacking everything they can get. And the reality is, you know, like I run beta software all the time to check that out for people. And by the time they're releasing it, they're usually very well shot out on it. It's pretty stable at that time. And it has the security updates. That's the biggest thing now. You want to get those security updates.
Yeah, so the big change in the upgrades has been that they're about security, not about all new things coming, where we shouldn't be cautious, but we should integrate them because they're helping save our data.
Yes. Like the last update, 15.2 to Apple's Sequoia OS, it had security updates, and the other big thing was the intelligence, but you had to say you would turn that on. So if you didn't want to turn on the AI, you didn't have to.
Yeah. Quickly, what is Intel inside our Macs? Is that dying?
Oh, inside the Macs, it's dead. They haven't shipped a Mac since 2020. And kind of interestingly enough, Microsoft does not ship Intels inside their computers anymore. All surfaces are now what they call Copilot ready. They're using the same type of chip that Apple is using. It's based on the ARM, and I don't want to get too technical, right, but it's going to be changing over for PCs now. If you go to Dell's site, HP's site, Lenovo's site, you'll see options for the Qualcomm Snapdragon chip, which if you've got an Android, you probably have that chip in your phone, and it's just a new generation of chip that uses less power and has very, very good performance. And it's also interesting, Apple's chips, the M4 and coming next year, the M5, they're kind of crossing over because they're starting to market that as a server chip to compete against NVIDIA's chips, because they're about half the speed of the NVIDIA's, but they're only about a quarter of the cost. So depending on, in all these AI data centers now, they're taking so much power.
Yeah.
Anything you can do to cut down the power requirements is useful, because Google and Microsoft, they're talking about, Google bought the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant to power their data center.
Yeah. So lots of changes coming for sure. I appreciate your time this morning, Dwayne. Have a great new year, and I appreciate your time giving us updates on the ever-changing world of technology.